Evening all, you're very welcome along to a typically busy Wednesday night show. It's Paul McLoone here until midnight tonight on Today FM. I hope you're well. My thanks to Casey as always on this show tonight. More of those Electric Picnic tickets up for grabs. Second last chance to get them. Also tickets to the very wonderful Frightened Rabbit, who are playing very, very soon. And Nouvelle Vague bring a touch of Gaelic class to the green room. Or should I say, le foyer des artistes. 53102 is the number for your text, live at todayfm.com for your email. There's a new sensation. Evening all, and you're very welcome along to a very special show. I'm very excited indeed to announce the first of our Meteor Sessions. We are live, the Meteor Sessions live from the Workman's Club in Dublin. There are people here, but they're all in the other room. Hello! Yay! Excellent. I thought you'd all left. Everybody's in there standing in front of the stage already. There won't be a band on stage just for a few minutes yet. But when it starts, it will be coming at you thick and fast. De Laurentiis will be along later, as will Fionn Regan. The Stripes first up very, very shortly indeed. Yeah! We have Stripes fans, I think. What? I think I spotted them. They're easy to spot, really. Very good hair. Fans of the Stripes, I've noticed. 53102, the normal lines of communication remain open. 53102 is the number for your text, live at todayfm.com for your emails. It's going to be a great night, starting with the Stripes very, very shortly. Let's go. Cat Power 369 from the new album Son. It's Paul McLoone on Today FM. We're here live in the Workman's Club in the heart of Dublin for the first of our Meteor Sessions live. And the first band who are about to take the stage in a few minutes from now are the Stripes. Welcome. Welcome to Stripes, ladies and gentlemen. We have Ross, Evan, Josh and Pete.
We do.
Hello.
Who I didn't believe was really called Pete. I could have sworn there
was. You didn't know of his existence.
Well, I knew he existed. I just thought he was called something else. But anyway, you're looking well, lads. We're on the radio, but may as well, the very military kind of uniform look. Are these vintage or did you have... This is FM. We're live in the Workman's Club in Dublin. Good evening. Are you ready for some rock and roll? I think you might be. I think you might be. De Laurentiis coming up later on, as is Fionn Regan. But first up in the first of our brilliant Meteor live session series here in the Workman's Club in the centre of Dublin, please welcome the brilliant The Stripes. How's everybody doing? You doing all right?
I'm not too bad. Well, there's Stripes somewhere from Cavan. It's great to be here. We'd like to thank the Paul McLoone Show. Give it up for the Paul McLoone Show. It's our favourite radio station. We didn't just say that. We're going to slow it down with a song called Stormy Monday Blues.
Live from the Workman's Club with the Meteor Live Sessions on Today FM.
Welcome back to the show. It's Paul McLoone on Today FM. Now, as promised, in a couple of minutes' time, after a track from the Sex Pistols and Pill, the voice of both bands, John Lydon, in conversation with me on Today FM. It's on the way. It was a scary time, though, back in 77 when that stuff was happening, the party on the river and the police raid and people getting hurt and whatever.
I mean, I'm sorry, the British police back then were a very frightening operation. Yeah. It didn't take much for them to, like, you know,
yeah,
knock you to the floor and put the boot in.
It's not an exaggeration, John, to say your life was pretty much on the line on at least a couple of occasions, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now madness around the roof of Buckingham Palace. It's...
Yeah.
Strange times.
Yeah. It is. It's odd, isn't it? How they all run for that, you know. And they don't realise the agonies, you know, to get these freedoms that they now enjoy. What the likes of me had to go through for that. That's all right. No animosity. They're good fellas.
Alabama Shakes, I Found You, from the album, of course, absolutely fantastic album, Boys and Girls from them. Paul McLoone on Today FM. The Electric Picnic is back in Stradbally, County Leash, August 31st to September 2nd. And the Killers are going to be there. Sigur Rós, Christy Murr, Orbital Hotship, The XX, Richard Hawley. And The Cure, a Cure song coming up in just a second, but not by The Cure. Ed Smith was when I came in, he was all slack-jawed and sort of grinning strangely and rather, I don't know, an altered man. A man who was going through something strange. And then I explained Nouvelle Vague had been in today to do the Green Room session. And it just had a, I don't know, certain effect on our Ed, I think it's fair to say. He can't hear me because he's doing something else, or I wouldn't be saying any of this. So don't tell him, all right?
We're Nouvelle Vague, and this is Lullaby.
Iggy. Hello to Jill from Navan, who, off the back of our thing about not so cool bands melded with cooler artists or bands, what about ZZ Pop? It's good, although I dispute whether ZZ Top weren't cool. Jill, I always thought ZZ Top were pretty cool, actually, to be honest. I've always kind of liked ZZ Top. But anyway, thanks for that. It's a good one, ZZ Top. I like this one as well from Kevin. I don't know where you are, Kevin, but thanks. Black ABBA, which would actually be a great name for a band were it not for the inevitable billion-dollar lawsuit that would surely ensue. I've got one of my own. It's not great, but it's pretty good. I thought I'd share it with you. Yeah, yeah, yes. What's next, he wondered aloud. Can't think now.
Tom Waits.
What's that?
Big Tom Waits. That might just zing it, I think.
Dear God, Big Tom Waits.
What have we started?
Oh, I love it. I don't know what we started at, but I like it. Big Tom Waits. That's the winner so far. Ding dong. Yeah. Beat that. That's brilliant. Oh, yeah, BDA. Speaking of bad names that aren't very good.
This is Alt J, and this is Priest Box. She may contain the urge to run away, so hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. Scissors in your fevers, grip me again. Never kiss it, you ever send a full stop.
La 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 la.
Do you know where the wild things go? They go on all the day, on the
la 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 la.
Break down our we build our breakfast now. Let's see my love, my love, love, love.
To keep them going, and that was exactly what you did.
Well, I think in many ways, I mean, that I suppose I go along to an extent with what Peter Saville says there, that if it's someone who you know is not having the best of times inside his head, and you read those lyrics, you might. But at the same time, it is art, and it's often a mistake to just equate the person with what they say and what they do in their art, you know. That could be a facile thing to do too.
It was a very, very tough time. And his relationship with Anik was getting very intense in that time when we were doing Closer. So I'm not too sure. Maybe he was using the inspiration and the hopelessness and frustration he felt with his marriage compared to his mistress. You know, that comparison between the two, how he felt torn.
Yeah.
In the middle of it. I mean, you know, really, if you think about it, it doesn't take Einstein to figure out that the guys could get to a pretty bad place. It's just that he hid it so well.
Well, you mentioned Insight as your other favourite song. Shall we have Insight?
That'd be wonderful.
Going back to Unknown Pleasures, and not necessarily linear interview, but a very interesting one. This is from Unknown Pleasures, Joy Division and Insight.
I wanna be with you in the night.
Evening all, and a very happy new year to you all. You're very welcome back along to the year they're already calling 2013 in educated circles. It's Paul McLoone here until midnight tonight on Today FM. My thanks to Tim Kelly. Now, it's a hectic enough first show of the new year. We've got new music coming from Johnny Marr, Fools, New Order, Suede, Villagers, and plenty of others as well. We've got tickets to tickle the thrill receptors of fans of Paul Banks, Calexico, Everything Everything, and The Joy Formidable, and a grand band. It's exactly how it sounds. Three unsigned acts will be getting a cool €1,000 each over the next 3 months. That's all thanks to our very groovy sponsors, Meteor. I'll tell you more about that a little later in the show. And The Century, I have noticed, is officially a teenager, so no drinking yet, but an excellent excuse to start the first show of the year like this. Hello? Ah, you are there. I can't see with the lights. Good evening and welcome to Vicar Street, or should I say, welcome back to Vicar Street for the Meteor Choice Music Prize 2012, even though this is, 2013, and that bit always confuses me. But anyway, we're live on air, by the way, on Today FM. We're also streaming in audiovisual splendor across the internet. So I don't want to hear any bad language or see any mooning, at least not until after 9 o'clock. As for you guys in the audience, you knock yourselves out, because there won't be any cameras or any microphones near you, so you're fine. The Meteor Choice Music Prize is now unbelievably in its eighth year. This is the second prize sponsored by Meteor, who are also my sponsors, so be nice. And we've gone from strength to strength, both in terms of the prestige of the event and the stellar quality of live entertainment on the night of the big reveal. And the standard is very much maintained tonight. 9 out of the 10 nominees will be performing live for you on this hallowed stage here at Vicar Street. Now, sadly, we won't be having an appearance from Two Door Cinema Club tonight. They are otherwise engaged in Berlin, they're telling us. They didn't say what they were doing there, but that's where they are. They said their regrets, and we will be hearing from them via a little video clip that you will be able to see. But frankly, with that attitude, I think we can rule them out of actually winning this evening. So that leaves 9, and we will be seeing and hearing the brilliance of all the other nominees, which means performances right here tonight from Heathers. Very good. I'm going to continue in this pattern now so that you've got it. That's great. Adrian Crowley. Windings. Julie Feeney. Damien Dempsey. Mumbling Death Row. Delorettos. And the cast of Cheers. I'm Paul McLoone, by the way. I'll be doing this in between various acts and bits and pieces for the duration of the evening, so you may as well get used to me. Hello. Thank you. We will also, of course, let's not forget, be revealing the winner of the Meteor Choice Song of the Year. That was voted for by the public, i.e. you, so if I don't like it, I'll see you all outside. Okay, I think we're ready to get underway. Well, you're still, some of you, taking your seats. Hurry up! Because we've got to get through this, basically. 9 acts to see and hear from this evening. Actually, 10, because the winner of the Meteor Choice Song of the Year will also be performing live, but I can't say who that is yet, because that would spoil the surprise. So 10 acts to get through. And first up, it's Heathers. Let's hear a little bit from them ahead of their performance.
The Choice Music Prize 2012.
On 100 to 102, Today FM.
As well, and rightly so. Great band, and great to see them doing so well. And if you are in an emerging, up and coming band, we'll do this now, shall we? We'll launch this officially now. Myself and Meteor, they're our sponsors, by the way, and wonderful and generous people they are. We are doing our bit to help bring new talent to light and give it the spotlight it deserves, and pledging $3,000 to give a leg up to the most promising unsigned solo acts, duos, bands. You know, it's just emerging acts, really. This is happening on this show. Well, we'll be directing you towards where it's really happening, which is online. We're doing this over the next 3 months. This is how it works. Meteor will be, as I've just said, awarding 3 unsigned acts €1,000. No catch. There's no hidden sort of things in it. It's just straight up funding for your band or your act. This is happening January, February and March of this year. The year, as I've said already, they're already calling 2013. Now, budding musos of whatever hue, residing in the Republic of Ireland, you must be a resident of this country, they're encouraged to submit a song entry and information about their act, what they do, how long they've been together, what the crack is with them. There is a dedicated competition app on Meteor's Facebook page. This is the important bit. Meteor's Facebook page, that's facebook.com/
/meteor, M-E-T-E-O-R. And there is an app there that looks after this whole thing that we're doing. It's pretty straightforward. You go there and follow the simple instructions and file your entry. Basically, from the entries submitted each month, a short list of four will be chosen by a panel of judges, including my good self, the right honourable Mr. McClure, and Mr. Ed Smith sitting across from me.
An esteemed group.
Yes.
A heady bunch.
Well, look, it's the best we can do.
we can get ourselves.
If Meteor could afford to hire somebody decent, they wouldn't have any prize money. So, you know, this is the decision we had to make. You're just going to have to trust us. So we will attempt, and this is never fair, of course. There's always going to be people going, oh, mine was much better. But this is, what do you do? We want to do this. We want to help bands out. So at some point, we've got to narrow it down and pick winners, basically. But that doesn't mean any of the other artists are losers in any sense. But we will be picking out a winner and a short list of four to begin with. Myself and Ed and our panel of judges, whoever we can rope in. The shortlisted acts will be featured each weeknight during the last week of each month, okay? So there will be some airplay even if you don't win the overall prize. So the last week of the month, the overall winner will be announced during the show on the last Thursday of each month. So at the end of each month, basically, we'll have our winner. We'll have four of the acts in the run-up to that, and then we will announce the winner on the Thursday. And that winner, whoever they may be, will receive the €1,000 funding. And obviously benefiting hopefully from some airplay here on 100 to 102 Today FM as well. So that's basically what we're doing. We're running it, as I say, until the end of March. So sad, but it's so good. Joni Mitchell and River for Johnny in Kilkenny and Maggie. Johnny and Maggie in Kilkenny. And that is it from me. There's a special show taking a look back at the best of 2012 next Thursday night, but normal service will be resumed in the new year. And I just want to take a quick opportunity to thank you all for listening over the last 12 months. And have a great Christmas, a happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. And I will talk to you then. Thanks for all your texts and all your communications over the year. And just for being there. It really does mean a lot. It would be rather silly to be doing this if you weren't. Thanks and take care of each other. Bye-bye. From the